This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another hour of hold on to something. You hold on to your butt if you want to. Hold on to something, though. It's the Good Day program.
Oh. I don't know why, but I just start thinking grip it and rip it. I'm like, no, that's not what we want. That's not what we want.
No, not at all. The Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen along with Jay Kirshner. Brought to you by, you started me thinking about this, so why not, right? Do it now. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Is there really a guy named O'Reilly? See, I think that O'Reilly is probably a name that it's easily recognizable, snappy jingle. I believe that this is a big hedge fund that owns O'Reilly Auto Parts, and so it's handy. You go around the country, right? There are four or five really good auto parts chains. O'Reilly is the one that gets the most notoriety because they spend the most money on advertising. Thank you very much, O'Reilly.
Mm-hmm. Founded by Charles H. O'Reilly.
Yeah. And then when did he sell out to the hedge fund? Does it say when you did the Wiki? Where'd you go to Wiki or you went to Google or someplace?
My dear friend, Wikipedia.
Wiki.
Good dude.
Does it say when he sold out to some hedge fund?
It doesn't, no. Just founded December 2nd, 1957, 65 years ago. The headquarters are in Springfield, Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
Serves the USA and Mexico.
Yep. Hedge fund. O'Reilly. All right, let's have some courage today with your porridge. All right? Porridge and courage go together. Doesn't it feel good when you know you're right? When you are doing something that's good, confidence feels, I know I'm right. I know I'm doing the right thing. I know this is good. Doesn't that feel good when you have courage and confidence? The courage, what was it when I was taught? The courage of my convictions. So you have strong convictions, stick with them. Don't let somebody talk you out of them just mm-hmm. because it's convenient for them. You know, there's a lot of that going on right now. And you look at the political realities. People tell me, don't talk. I saw something in one of the trades that on talk radio programs, you need to, in order to be successful, talk about Trump at least once every hour.
So that counts, right?
I did. I just talked about
Trump. There you
I'm
go.
Done. There I am. Next. Anyway, so you listen. You've got your own life. You've got your own brain. Don't follow somebody else just to be a follower. Be a leader. Take time to think things through. Have courage to do something that means something to you. Not following because you want to be a part of the group. That'll never get you anyplace. It may get the leader someplace, but it's going to get you someplace, especially if you have your kind of unique skill set. Everybody is an individual. We all have stuff about us that's unique, things we can do that other people can't. And so when people, I remember, because I was so unique as a youngster growing up in the community I grew up in, where I still am. In fact, I was teased all the time because of the work I did on the farm. We all had part-time jobs when we were in high school back then. And so the conversation would come about as to what you were doing, and I said, I work on this farm. There were three farms I was working on pretty much at the same time. And they would look at me, the guys that were playing football, for example. I was active in some of the behind-the-scenes stuff with some athletics, but, excuse me, I wasn't out there. And so they said, well, what are you doing Saturday? Well, I got to bale hay. They look at me, huh? What's that? And over the years, obviously, I stuck with it because I still do it. And it's satisfying. As a matter of fact, it's gotten a lot better as I've gotten older because I was confident that this was the right thing for me. I was brave, and therefore my life in that realm was better. I've always been, maybe the radio program shows some of that as well and some of the other things that I do because I'm not like everybody else. But then neither are you. Nobody is like everybody else or somebody else. You are you. So like it. Love it.
What? Yeah. I always like that one saying that you are your only constant in life. You are the only one who is with you.
You're living with you.
The entirety of your life. Yeah. So make sure that you are making yourself happy and living a life that you want to live. And striving, one of those things of like striving to be who you want to be. That doesn't necessarily mean a career or occupation. Just it could be how you are as a person, kindness, patience, or having, like you said, having courage.
Yep. Courage. So is Donald Trump, I actually do want to talk about Trump a little bit here because of all of the hoopla about the fraud trial. He's been making fun of the law clerk, and so he's been ordered not to talk. There's a gag order. There's not anybody he can't rank. And that's the expression from when I was a kid. Ranking on somebody means you're making fun of them. And you know what it shows? It shows, and this is really going to irritate some people, he doesn't have a good self-image. People who have a good self-image don't take shots at people like he does. Always putting people down. That's not the sign of courage or leadership. That's a sign of insecurity. Mm-hmm. So you can say what you will about Trump and how wonderful he is, and he's the greatest president, all that stuff. But guys like that usually have little wee-wees, and they also have maybe not been breastfed. I don't know, whatever it is. But I usually pay no attention to people who continually make fun of others. Now, you can say, well, you're calling people names. That's something I probably shouldn't do. But it grabs me at the moment when I see some of these people, like, name the character who's getting attention beside Trump. Gates, McCarthy, Hunter Biden. By the way, he pled not guilty to the charges that he lied on an application to buy a gun. Well, of course he's going to plead not guilty. What do you think he's going to say? Yep, I'm guilty. Send me to jail. No, not likely. All right, let's see. Who else we got here? Oh, Carrie Lake.
Oh, remember, I forgot about her for a moment.
Yeah, good. Well, she's going to run for the Senate. She wants to beat Kristen Sinema because she's a turncoat, right? She doesn't believe in truth, justice, and the American way. No, it's truth. It's your truth, your justice, and your American way. I mean, that's the American way for everybody. Okay. What else do we have that is of interest and importance? Here's a mother. Excuse me for a minute.
I'm like, what's the second word to mother? Where are we going?
No, that's not where we're going at all. This is the story about a mother of four who has opened up about the realities of what she calls gender disappointment. I looked at this several times to try to figure it out. Maybe you can figure it or explain it better than can I. Kendra Evans is the person in the focus here. Emotional reaction. Discovered that she was expecting a fourth daughter.
They did a sex reveal party, and she was really hoping for a boy. Had three girls already, was really hoping for a boy, and she started crying when it was revealed that she was having a little girl. And she's already had the little girl, and she loves the little girl and everything. But this is something that was posted, and, of course, not everything that goes viral is a current posting. A lot of times it can be posted a while ago. And it's just now gaining traction, and people are talking about some people were coming for her, that she was mean about it, or the fact that she was crying when some other people are just happy to have a healthy baby.
Exactly.
And they're
trying
to say that, yeah, and then other people are saying it's okay to be disappointed. People are allowed to feel their feelings, and we should, as a society, stop telling them. You can disagree with people's feelings, but you can't tell them they're wrong to feel how they feel.
No, that's true. Yep. Feelings are feelings. And being in touch with your feelings is very important, something that youngsters need to have a little bit more exposure to, or allowance, if you will. Mm-hmm. I'm sensitive to this because I was emotional as a youngster and still am as an adult. And my father thought there was something wrong with me because I was emotional. Nothing wrong with me. Well, there probably is something wrong with me, but whether it's that or not. But I just look at this, and I'm echoing what you've said a little bit, Jay. You're pregnant with a baby, and the baby is a wonderful gift in and of itself, no matter what the sex of the baby. I know somebody who had a baby, and I was I hesitate to tell the story, but it's a story that has some relevance here. This lady didn't like the fact that she was having, she had a number of children, and I wasn't sure if she put the last child she had up for adoption, because the man who impregnated her was a creature, apparently, and she didn't want him, she didn't want to remember him through the baby.
Mm-hmm.
So the baby was put up for adoption. As soon as she had the baby was gone. She never saw it, never touched it, never knew much, didn't know anything about the baby except that the baby grew inside of her.
Mm-hmm.
But because I think it was, I'm not sure it was a rape, but it was something that was very undesirable. So under that circumstance, can you get it? I guess I could get that understanding. But the fact that you just have a boy instead of a girl, come on. Or maybe if you don't want it, the baby's going to get the vibe here. Hello. If you don't want a baby, a child, then you better give it up for adoption, because that child's going to be ruined getting your vibe.
Well, in this specific circumstance, she did want her baby. She loves her baby. She can't imagine her life without her baby, just in the moment of finding out the gender when she already had three girls. And one of the things that she adds to the story is that each of her previous three daughters, the pregnancy was the exact same symptoms and everything. This pregnancy was significantly different. And so she kind of had it in her mind that it was a boy, and she was hoping for a boy. But, yeah, to each their own.
Let's hear it for the boys. All right, my boys. All right, 18 after, you're listening to The Boy, that's me, Doug Steffen, and the girl, Jay Kirshner, on Good Day.
To be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at many fine retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters. Available at Walmart and participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Like any good agent, we're here for the open house, for the closing, for handing over keys. But because we're Realtors, we're here for so much more. Agents who are Realtors volunteer at nearly three times the national average. We're working to broaden access to credit, increase affordable housing supply, and ensure fair housing for all. Realtors are bound by a code of ethics. We're here for it all. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
We'll be right back. I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Three after the hour now. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. And Jay and I have social media on our mind during this portion of each hour of the program. So we were just talking about Trump getting a gag order after he used social media to attack the law clerk. Mm-hmm. And this is something that's all over the place. And so apparently Trump recirculated on his own site and elsewhere. That's what I'm talking about. Just that nasty stuff. He referred to this law clerk as Chuck Schumer's girlfriend because they apparently had a selfie together or something. Mm-hmm.
He knows that he has a power. He knows, Donald Trump knows that he has a following, that not everybody in his following, but some members of the following are ride or die. And if he says that these people are this way or that way, then these people will go with it. And I'm sure a lot of people will threaten these people. So I don't blame the judge for being like, no member of my staff. They're not up for grabs on this. Like, you
right.
just keep all of them out of this, because that's the thing. Donald Trump can. He has this ability, and he's not the only one. Other notable prominent figures have this too, to rile people up. And yeah. not everybody that can easily be riled up is of sound mind enough to not go and cause harm to somebody
right.
else, unfortunately.
Yep. All right. X Social Media is suing X, a social media company. I guess this was bound to happen sooner or later, that one company files a lawsuit against Elon Musk and the X Corporation, because there are lots of X corporations mm-hmm. around. There's an ad agency called X Social Media. So whether or not this was vetted by lawyers, if in fact the lawyers had gone into the record books, they would have seen that there are a number of companies that have X mm-hmm. in the name, and this one's too close.
Well, including X.com, which was an online banking system that
yeah.
Elon Musk originally created. It lasted, maybe a year and a half before it was sold over to, was it PayPal? I can't remember who.
Yeah, well, PayPal's
where he always had.
Where he
yeah, and then he... he always just still fell in love with that, and he bought X.com back from whomever he sold it, and he just always kind of sat on it. And then once he decided to change Twitter to X, it was only natural that that became the new X.com. So if you go to X.com, it forwards straight to Twitter. Well, but also for X Social Media, who is suing X, the social media company, Elon Musk has a buttload of money. He can tie this up in litigation and completely drain X Social Media.
We're out of business. Well, it turned out yesterday Forbes announced a list of the wealthiest Americans by region and the wealthiest people in the world. This is an annual thing. Elon Musk is on top of the list, worth $259 billion. One person, one entity, worth $259 billion. Number two on the list is Jeff Bezos, who's like $89 billion to the south of Elon Musk. Bezos was number one on the list. Bill Gates was number one. Warren Buffett was at one point in time, and these guys were all...
If you even just go back to the early aughts, Bill Gates was on the list for a few, and his number was like 4 billion. And now looking at how many hundreds of billions the top tier has, it's like, oh, 4 billion doesn't even seem like that much. But in the span of 23 years, how much that list has grown in financial success?
Well, it's then the people say, well, look, see, money begets, well, money does beget money. If you have money, you're going to make more money. And then people say, oh, we got to tax them. Let's go get them. You can tax them as much as you want. That isn't going to keep them from making more money. It's just, I remember when Reagan became president, the top tier of taxes for the people who were the wealthiest was 80% on your gains. 80% of whatever you were gaining. Jimmy Carter put that law into effect. Didn't last when Reagan got in, but a pretty interesting reality.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Kevin McCarthy says he will not run again for Speaker of the House. He was given the boot yesterday in a historic vote forced by Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz. It is the first time in U.S. history that the second in presidential succession has been removed. North Carolina Congressman Patrick McHenry is now acting Speaker until the House holds a Speaker election next week. Authorities in Charm City say five people were shot last night with non-life-threatening injuries. It happened at Morgan State University in Baltimore. A suspect or suspects remain at large. Amani Jackson witnessed the event and tells her story to WBAL-TV.
We're at the coronation. That's basically when you celebrate our Mr. and Mrs. Morgan State. And this was the first time being introduced to campus. And then we were all there to celebrate them. And then walking out, that's when we saw everything going on. And we were going back and forth trying to figure out which door we wanted to go through.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Today and today only. Well, not really. You can call the Doug Line any day at any time. Take us with you. Call 855-999-DOUG and join the conversation. 855-999-DOUG.
Why does it seem so inviting?
Francis Albert Sinatra.
Autumn in New York.
And his success. He did not like New York. That's why he lived in Los Angeles. He came from Hoboken, New Jersey. Grew up, Hoboken is just across the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
First town you come to when you go across from New York City, from Manhattan, and it is a dreary, really dark place. It is. So
sounds like my cup of tea.
Oh, yeah. They film all the horrible Halloween movies there. That's right. That's the spirit. I don't want to be in that spirit. Thank you. Jay Kirshner is here to uplift your uplift your spirits. Yeah, I'm here to do that as well. Something that was published at Good Day Networks that I was nosing around in here during our news break at the bottom of the hour, Valerie Bertinelli has posted an article about her wearing her fat clothes and what she looked like before she went to Jenny Craig. She thought she was fat. I never thought she was fat. Did you ever think she was fat?
I never did.
And what does it mean to think that you're fat?
But it was one of those things that it was her quote-unquote fat clothes that she wore in her before photo for her Jenny Craig stuff. And then, of course, you have the after photo. And she dug them out of her closet, and she's like, they fit me again. And you know what? I have never been happier. I have never felt more beautiful in my life. And I cannot believe that I considered myself to be
fat.
Significantly overweight.
It's a great
at the
lesson.
Time of that.
Yeah, it's a great lesson there. So we asked you to tell us how you feel about you. Here's Nikki Lanigan, who says, I think it's society and ourselves, especially with social media and comparison stuff. I think I look just fine. You know what? I don't have to read any further than that. I think I look fine.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you leave it. Now, there's a difference between how you think you look and whether it's good for you. And you have to make up your mind as to whether it's healthy. In some circumstances, you know, I don't know if there's an equivalent for men, big, beautiful women. Is there an equivalent of that for men? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Is there?
Yeah.
What is it? Big, beautiful men?
Big guys.
Yeah. Big guys. Is it really?
Yeah. Everybody has their own stuff. And I think it's one of those things of we as a society need to normalize not commenting on people's bodies, period. It's about being healthy. And some people who one may consider or even just on the BMI, it may be considered overweight or even obese, and yet they have great cholesterol, their heart's healthy, they do not have diabetes or anything like that. And then you have somebody who people will look at that looks like, oh, your physique looks like you'd be really healthy, and here they have high cholesterol, they have all of these issues. It's just you never know what somebody's doing. Or for me personally, I have endometriosis, so sometimes my stomach gets very swollen. It's endometriosis nicknamed endobelly. Mm-hmm. And sometimes my stomach is a little bit flatter. Other times I look like I could be 9 months pregnant. Somebody could legitimately look at me and be like, oh, when are you due? And they wouldn't be wrong because I straight up, they wouldn't be wrong. I mean, you shouldn't ask that stuff no matter what.
No.
But because the sense is it actually does look like a pregnant belly. It is like a basketball on there because of just all of the swelling that comes in.
Yeah. Understanding what that's why we need good health education courses in school instead of all this focusing on gender or whatever's. Let's learn about our bodies and learn about ourselves so we understand better what's going on in our bodies. And maybe we could use that. I'm not necessarily using this opportunity as a plug for Calitrin, but when you think about people and their self-esteem and what, you know, under the circumstances we do to our bodies, with our bodies, what we can. The body is an amazing thing, the tool that you have at your disposal to do pretty much whatever you want as you grow bigger and stronger or not, depending on what you eat or how much sleep you get, whether you're drinking or doing marijuana, whatever it is. Those are choices that we all make. And so my suggestion has been, over the 7 or 8 years I've been talking about Calitrin being a spokesman for them on the air, just a gentle push to the website, toploss.com, so you can see what the options are. Sometimes people think because they eat as a self-defense mechanism, right? People are insecure, or they're under stress, or they eat.
Mm-hmm.
And there are other ways.
An eating disorder just the same as anorexia or bulimia.
Yeah, right, exactly. Sorry, thanks for the comments, the thoughtful opinions and input from all of you who participated on our social media at Good Day Networks. Nancy Pelosi has been ordered to get out of her office. Here we go. The tumble-down effect. This is the trickle-down effect of what started as a get McCarthy out. Well, there are all kinds of other things. I'm no fan of Nancy Pelosi in terms of her politics or when she was Speaker of the House. But still, this just underscores how nasty or belittling, I guess might be the word, whether you like it or not. So the new acting speaker is a guy named Patrick McHenry. And the first thing he did after becoming the acting speaker was to order Nancy Pelosi, the former speaker, out of her Capitol office so he could move into it. You know, they all have offices. And as I understand it, Pelosi had a different, I mean, when they're speaker, they have a different office than when they are in, they, most of them, I think, share an office with other people. It depends on their committee assignments and that kind of stuff. But I just thought, rather than all of the important things that were going on, this guy obviously has had an office before. So why does he feel like he has to kick Nancy Pelosi out in order for him to have a bigger office? Just petty politics, right? Again,
like really, this, don't you have
a job to
do?
Yeah, this is the most important thing to do. Yeah, exactly. Hunga bunga. Here's a, boy, man, these things, how many of these, well, I ask you every time we go through this, the shark attacks, the snake attacks, the alligator attacks, the bear attacks. Here's another bear attack. 73-year-old woman walking with her husband in a wooded area near the Wyoming-Canadian border. She was on a tour with her husband and their dog. This bear jumps out of the brush and attacks her. So apparently the husband had some bear spray. I don't know what the heck is in that. So when he used the bear spray, the bear retreated, which was along a creek, apparently, a few miles near North Fork. And the woman was transported to the hospital, and I think she's okay. But imagine what in the world goes on. But this is where grizzly bears live. They're in these parks. So the bear, if they... How do you know whether, you know, a bear is a bear is a bear, right? When you look at a bear, how do you know whether it was this one or that one that may have attacked
you? Yeah, the specifics, not just black bear versus brown bear.
We're going to go get that bear.
Like that, but yeah, but the specific one. Well, that's like, I'm not sure what kind of bear it was that this one, where the 73-year-old woman is okay, but it was a grizzly attack recently, too, of a couple walking their dog, and all three of them were killed by the grizzly.
Yeah. Man, this has got to be a horrible. Oh, woof. Imagine, I don't even want to imagine that. Good Lord. What in the world? There are some new stats. And I will honestly tell you that, not that I'm not always honest, because I am, but I was prompted to look into this for two reasons. One of them, there's a movie out, a new movie with Nicolas Cage called Retirement. And it takes him from his, he was a hitman or something like that. And so he retired from doing that. And then he now has, he goes back to work. And so with that, I got the same day I was thinking about that. You know, a lot of things happen collectively. They're not, I don't believe in accidents. I think things happen for a reason. So I got this flyer in the mail urging me to retire. And these are the financial benefits. If you retire at this age, and it knew what my age was, that's what's even scarier about it, and how much money I would get from this source and how much money I'd get from that source. If you're 75 and older, you have more of a chance to get real retirement money than you would have gotten if you retired 10 years ago. And I just thought to myself, how silly is this? This, I mean, this is put out by a bank. You know, they're trying to sell you something, some kind of annuity. But I then started to think about all the people who feel like they have to retire because they're a certain age. And why would you do that? Just because you're at a certain age.
If you don't want to, don't. Yeah, right. Or maybe your sense of retirement is just ending whatever current career you are you're doing and go do something else or maybe a little lighter. I know a lot of people who have retired from their job only to go and volunteer and go into volunteer work.
Well, I think it's a question of self-worth, Jay, in fact. Why in the world would I retire and do that to myself if I didn't want to? Sometimes I know when it came, Walter Cronkite and I had a conversation once. James, do you know who Walter Cronkite was?
I do not.
Okay. Okay.
I'd love to know.
Yeah, I'm sure you would. Walter Cronkite was probably the most famous newsman of his time. He started as a war reporter in World War II, came back, was a reporter for CBS, and then became in the 70s and 80s most popular. He was called Uncle Walter by a lot of people. He was the CBS Evening News anchor for 20-some-odd years. He told me he had to retire. They made him retire at the age of 65. He didn't want to. And I remember one of the profs I had at Heidelberg had to retire at 70. He lived to be 103. So he was retired almost as long as he was working, and it frosted him because he was very good at what he did. He didn't want to retire, but the president of the college at the time didn't like him, so they forced him into retirement rather than taking advantage of the knowledge this guy had and his ability to manage, in this case, the music department. So I guess what I'm saying here, I'm reflecting on this to a point, because I never have any doubts about what my road that I'm traveling. I have no doubts about it whatsoever. I don't wish to live, or I wish I hadn't. I never think, I wish I'd have retired. No, I don't. I think I would have been a disaster. And so
especially when you're fortunate enough to genuinely love what you do.
Yeah.
It's a sad fact that not as many people do, and it really
is true.
A privilege.
Yeah, it is. But anyway, don't listen. I guess the bottom line is don't listen to all these blowhards who say, you should be retired. I know more people who have retired at 65 that were dead by the fact they were like 67. They were gone. And I guess if you look at Warren Buffett, who's one of the richest persons, I was just talking about him. He's, 89 or something? He goes to work every day and loves it and is good at it. So don't let people talk you into something that you don't want to do. I guess that's the lesson. 48 after, this is Good Day.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at Walmart and other participating retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters at Exergen.com.
Protect your engine with Syntec Full Synthetic Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec is designed for today's engines to dissipate heat and reduce friction and wear. Get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $33.99, plus 2 times O Rewards points. Limit supply. Choose Syntec exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Bring smiles to all when shopping online with Dell Technologies Gift Guide. Whether it's for the artist, the entrepreneur, the student, or the streamer, you'll find the perfect gift for everyone on your list. Dell.com/gift guide makes gifting easy with a carefully curated selection of our best tech. Shop now to explore our innovative PCs like the XPS 13 laptop, powered by the latest Intel Core processors, plus this season's top accessories. Visit Dell.com/gift guide today to get a jump on your holiday gift list. That's Dell.com/gift guide.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation taxation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The hour here on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner and the famous Warren Eckstein, host of the Pet Show, author of any number of books, including Memoirs of a Pet Therapist. And this is the story that the person who was treating therapeutically, Warren, wrote. It had nothing to do with Warren and dogs. This was the person that was helping him out. Wrote that. No, that's not really true. Sounds like a good story. All right, so Warren. Yes, and nominations are open for the 2024 Dog of the Year contest. There apparently are a number of these contests with cash prizes and bragging rights. This is something supported by Purina. I don't know whether this is nothing to do, however, with the famous, what's the name of that Wolfboro? Is that Wolfboro? What's the one that they have all of the fancy dogs at every Westminster. It's the Westminster. This is basically looking for the toughest dog of the, what does that mean, tough dog? Want to jump into that one? What would it mean?
Yeah, I want to jump into this and say it sucks. That's, you know why? Everyone's dog is the best dog in the world. You know, I've had more black guys by telling them my dog's better than your dog. So the bottom line is that I hate these contests. I mean, it's really, what about the dog that comes in third or fourth? You know, I don't like the whole idea of it. Now, Westminster, I was familiar with that. I used to broadcast from Westminster with, here's a name out of the past, Joe Garagiola.
Oh, God. Good old Joe.
Joe Garagiola, insane, the most crazy person in the world. Him, me, and Roger Karras used to, you know, broadcast from. It's funny because the only one who knew about dogs was me. So they say, "Hey, yeah. Warren, what kind of dog is that? What kind of animal is that?" So I'm not in, you know, I don't know. You know, years ago I used to involve with showing dogs in obedience and showing dogs for confirmation. But, you know, it's fine if people want to do that. But the bottom line is I don't like, you know, my kid's better than yours. My dog's better than yours. This is the number one dog. This is the cutest dog. This is, you know, nonsense.
Says who?
Exactly, right. My point. Yeah. If you ask me, my dog's the best dog. If I ask you, David's the best dog.
My dog is the best dog. Not yours. My dog is.
My dog. Imagine if a kid has a dog and his dog doesn't win. How's he going to feel? Oh, man, my dog's not as good as my friend's dog, you know?
Uh-uh.
I don't like it.
So I have a, Jay, we need to post this, a picture. My daughter has gone to a place in Northern California and has found this poodle puppy.
Aww.
I would tell you, this poodle puppy is, Megan keeps sending me pictures, eyes first opened, and then he's growing a little bit. He has the most magnificent face. And back again to what you just said about dogs, all dogs are beautiful, like all children are beautiful. We're born perfect, and then we screw things up. So let's not do that with our
Here's the bottom line. You fall in love with the inside of your dog. You don't fall in love with the outside of your dog. So the bottom line is, who cares what he looks like? I've had dogs with one ear, three legs. You forget that. You just fall in love with the inside of the dog. And I think people that really love animals understand exactly what we just said. You fall in love with the inside.
Remember when you sent me to the bulldog rescue in Orange County?
Yeah.
It was, I don't know how many years ago. It was after Charlotte died, and you said, go down and look at these dogs. And I wanted to scoop up every dog on one of them, pardon the pun, and bring them home with me. Some of the older bulldogs that nobody cared for. I mean, just the most wonderful beings.
You know,
you can put it all in the back of my car. Go ahead.
I don't often talk about this. You know, I get up early every morning. I joke about being up early with you, but I'm up 4 o'clock every single morning, and I'm on my Instagram and my Facebook.
Yeah.
And by the time Denise gets up, which is 7 or 8 o'clock, she looks at my face and says, "Man, you've been crying all morning."
Yeah.
And it's so true because I literally, without exaggeration, 200 to 300 dogs are on my Instagram, on my Facebook every single morning that are at shelters, have their last days, 5 hours till this one's gone. And I look at their faces and I say, why? Why? Why are we killing these animals? We should educate people, sure, about spay and neuter, but why are these animals being killed? And you look at their faces and all they want to do is be loved and hugged and cuddled, and they seem to be scared. It's horrible.
Most forgiving beings.
Absolutely.
Most forgiving. Bob Barker had it right. At the end of every program, he said the same thing. Make sure you spay or neuter your animal, your pet.
Absolutely.
Right? Hi, absolutely. Warren. Warren Eckstein is a font of knowledge when it comes to pets, and he is likably called the animal lover's best friend. Warren Eckstein, The Pet Show. Check out petshow.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.